Another interest rate is on its way today. Interest rate cut, excuse me, from the European Central Bank. It will benefit people on tracker mortgages, but not people saving money. David Murphy is with us. He's our economics and public affairs correspondent. David, tell us more about what's expected to happen today.
Well, what we expect, Gavin, is the European Central Bank will reduce rates from its current rate of 3.15% to 2.9%, a cut of 0.25%. This is in response to inflation declining across the Eurozone, the countries that use the euro. So for people with mortgages, if, for example, someone has a tracker mortgage and it's got 15 years left to run, a cut of 0.25% would mean about a 13 euro saving for every 100 euro borrowed. Now, what we've seen is this is a part of a series of cuts which have been introduced by the European Central Bank. So far, if, for example, someone had borrowed 250,000 euro, across the series of cuts which have happened since the last summer, they would probably be saving around 200 euro a month. We expect the European Central Bank will continue to cut rates. So as I mentioned, they may bring them down to 2.9% today. Potentially, they could come down to 2% later on this year. So that will help people with mortgages, people particularly with tracker mortgages. We haven't seen standard variable rates fall, although they didn't go up in line with the increases by the European Central Bank.
Yes, David,
but it has had an impact on new fixed mortgages, and they are now down to around 3%, some of them. So there's better value there. But obviously, it's not so good for savers. They will see a continued fall in the interest rates they're getting on their deposits.
And you said there's likely to be more of this.
That's right. So what's been happening is that, as everyone will know, we had a big burst of inflation coming out of COVID and with the war in Ukraine. And inflation in many countries across Europe was up around 10%, fairly similar in Ireland. It's fallen a good deal now, and inflation is around 2% in the Eurozone, although higher energy prices have added a little bit to it lately. If that remains the case, I think we will expect more interest rate cuts on the way and potentially bringing down the European Central Bank rate to 2%.
David, thank you. That's our economics and public affairs correspondent, David Murphy.